Today, all day, it has been snowing, the first snow of winter. It has been gray. It has been windy. The ground outside has gone from slush covered to snow covered to invisible. The house has gotten cold. I have added a sweater and then a second pair of socks and then slippers and then started over again with just thicker socks, and that was better. And I started a fire on purpose in the fireplace. And now it's just you and me on the couch, cuddled up. Little cold still. Your hands are cold because I absolutely refuse to turn the heat on in the house. I cannot quite bring myself to admit that it's time to turn a heat source on other than the fire and the warmth of you cuddled up to me and the taste of this glass of red wine and the unfriendly cat being friendly for once because she's cold. She's behind my head rumbling away, and you're curled up at my side, leaning into me with your glass of wine. And we're just looking at the fire and enjoying the fact that we don't have to go anywhere in the snow. We don't need anything. We don't have any social obligations. We don't have work. It's Friday night. It's a snow night. Fireplace is cooking away. And we're just wrapped up in each other, having a lovely evening. You're flipping through Netflix or Amazon Video or one of those other things on the TV, looking for something to watch that we haven't already tried. Everything is stupid. If it weren't, we'd have already watched it probably. Or you'd have it on a list somewhere that you're keeping track of all the shows on and which ones are going to be okay and which ones have good reviews but sound bad and which ones sound good but have bad reviews and down the list of priorities. So I don't know what you think you're flipping around for, but that's just what we do now. It's 2019 and we flip around looking for videos. I'm on my phone looking at stupid memes and showing them to you from time to time. You're just rolling your eyes at me. Because I'm very easily amused and you have more refined tastes than that, let's say. Speaking of which, I don't know whether this wine is supposed to actually be good or if it just is trying to tell us that it's good, but the label's very fancy and apparently was aged in whiskey casks. So that's a fact that I now know about it, even though I have no idea if that's a good thing for wine. Now that sounds, and I'll ask you in a minute when you're done flipping through this category of shows, that sounds like a cheap way to make the wine taste like older or fancier wine than it is. But I have no problem with that because I don't have such a discerning palate that I can tell that you've gone some sort of a short route with your wine. Like, does it taste good? I'm on board. That's fine. Was it not overly expensive? Fantastic. Let's crack open this bottle and not stress about whether we waste it on a not special night. Because let's face it, every night together is special, isn't it? Especially one where there's no chance that anyone's going to try and interrupt us. Because who would be out on a night like this, the first snow of the season? Everyone else is doing their own version of what we're doing. Everyone else in town has their fireplace on. Everyone else in town has grabbed someone to cuddle. Everyone else in town has their least friendly pet curled up next to them for once. Everyone else in town is probably drinking a cheap wine that they're not sure whether they should believe the cred of or not. And in a moment, you'll probably tell me whether I'm right to be sort of suspicious of the wine or whether actually it's a very clever new innovation or whatever. I'm sure you read an article about it somewhere. So I look forward to hearing about that. You can teach me all about the wine, and I'll just keep looking at memes and funny posts on Twitter and trying to ignore the terrible posts on Twitter and scrolling rapidly past all of the garbage on Facebook and eventually giving up and just staring at you until you go, what? What yourself? Oh, yes, I know. I'm not even going to cut the cat out this time because she's definitely part of this whole setup. The unfriendly cat making her presence known. It's so nice to just be cuddling up by the fire. It's such a stereotype. It's such a cliche. It's such a trope. But sometimes things are cliches and tropes for a reason. Cuddling up by a fire is really good. Especially with you. You just fit. You fit next to me. With your warm arms around me. You can tuck your cold hands under me so that they stay nice and warm. There. That's better. And I'll just lean back. And you can tuck your head into my shoulder. Maybe we'll doze off. Maybe we'll turn on one of these shows and just put it on low volume and let it kind of blend into the sound of the wind outside and the occasional flurry of snow smacking against the windows and the occasional grumpy noises made by the cat who wants to be near us but doesn't want to be noticed or jostled or inconvenienced in any way. Oh, I've been talking about the wine, but I haven't been drinking it. So you pass me my glass. Thank you. Very kind. I say it tastes good. It's perfectly fine. I don't need some sort of fancy wine that costs a lot to make this a magical evening. I just need you. And the glimmering firelight dancing across your cheek when you sort of turn away from flipping, I was about to say channels, but it's menus really, and catch me just kind of gazing at you. And you say, what? And I just say, you. You're what? And you roll your eyes and say, you're ridiculous. And you're not wrong, but that's okay. And despite my being ridiculous, you lay your head on my shoulder again and put the remote down and just cuddle on into me. Yeah, this is perfect. The only thing that would make it better would be if we had chocolate. We don't have chocolate, do we? We don't have chocolate. That's a terrible, terrible thing to not have chocolate in the midst of a snowstorm. I bet there's a gas station convenience store open, but... And I look at you with big puppy dog eyes. I don't suppose either of us really wants to go out to said gas station convenience store and obtain chocolate, do you? And you just narrow your eyes at me. You don't even bother rolling them. Because the answer to this one is extremely obvious. Nobody's leaving the house to go get chocolate. It's just not happening. So I guess we'll just have to have more wine. And more cuddles. I'm going to keep on trying to pet the annoyed cat, who's still determined not to leave my side because it's warmer there. And sip on my dubious wine and snuggle into my not dubious you, and probably close my eyes and just breathe you in with your hands warming up under me. Maybe listen half-heartedly to the soundtrack of whatever silly show we've put on and doze off in your arms by the fire. You won't let me drop my wine glass. You'll grab it before I totally nod off and pour wine all over everything. And then we'll just, maybe we'll spend the night out here in front of the fire instead of even bothering to go to bed. That would be a very good first snow of the season thing to do, I think. We'll just make a cuddly blanket cocoon. You and me and the unfriendly cat.